From Washington, this is VOA News. Ukraine's interim president orders new security operations in the country's east. And Syria removes more of its chemical weapons for destruction. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington. Ukraine's interim president, Oleksandr Turchynov, has ordered his security forces to resume what he calls anti-terror operations in eastern Ukraine. Mr. Turchynov gave the order on Tuesday after a local politician from his own party and a second person were found dead with signs of torture. The order came hours after visiting U.S. President Joe Biden departed the Ukrainian capital. Biden called on Moscow to honor its promise to withdraw support for armed pro-Russian separatists inside Ukraine. International chemical weapons monitors say Syria has handed over 86% of its chemical stockpiles for destruction. The Netherlands-based Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said Tuesday that Syria delivered another batch of chemicals to the Syrian port of Latakia to be destroyed on a U.S. ship offshore. Syria has promised to eradicate its chemical weapons by June 30th. But U.S. officials say they have indications that toxic chemicals were used in Syria's civil war earlier this month. White House spokesman Jay Carney said the alleged attack in the western village of Kafr Zeta involved an industrial chemical that was probably chlorine.
We are examining allegations that the government was responsible. We take all allegations of the use of chemicals in combat very seriously, and we are working to determine what happened. We will continue consulting and sharing information with key partners, including, of course, at the OPCW.
The United States is saying little about reported American drone strikes in Yemen, where Yemeni authorities say the attacks have killed 55 al-Qaeda militants in the last several days. But the U.S. Defense Department says it has good reason to continue to work with the Yemenis to combat the al-Qaeda threat in the country. VOA's Ken Brennemeyer has more from Washington.
Yemen, reportedly backed by U.S. drone strikes, has been conducting what it says is an unprecedented aerial campaign against an al-Qaeda stronghold hidden in the Middle Eastern country's remote southern mountains. The militants are part of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, a group that has been linked to failed terror plots against the United States. On Tuesday, Defense Department spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby said the assault on the militants was entirely justified.
Al-Qaeda has made no secret of the fact that as an organization, as a, one of their philosophical planks, is to target the United States, Americans, and Westerners.
Kirby said the U.S. military believes the Al-Qaeda arm in Yemen to be a credible threat, and that is why the Pentagon continues to pursue what he described as a good, strong military-to-military relationship with the Yemeni armed forces. Ken Brademeyer, VOA News, Washington.
The United States is closely monitoring the situation on the Korean Peninsula after reports that North Korea may be planning another nuclear test ahead of President Barack Obama's trip to the peninsula. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki said the U.S. continues to urge North Korea to refrain from actions that threaten regional peace and security. Washington was responding to a warning by the South Korean military that the North may be preparing another underground nuclear test. A group of Japanese lawmakers has visited a controversial Tokyo war shrine that many Chinese and Koreans see as a symbol of Japan's imperialist past. Tuesday's visit to the Yasukuni Shrine by the 146 lawmakers comes after Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe sent a ritual offering to the shrine a day earlier. Japan has had a tense relationship in recent months with South Korea and China, which bore the brunt of Japan's militaristic past. The Yasukuni Shrine commemorates Japan's 2.5 million war dead, including 14 convicted World War II war criminals. And the death toll from last week's South Korea ferry accident rose above 100 on Tuesday as divers pulled more bodies from the sunken vessel. More than 200 people remain missing and are presumed dead after becoming trapped on the five-story passenger ship, which capsized last Wednesday. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting for VOA News.